Manx Radio Sport.
Tries to play infield to a midfielder. However, Dean Pennington sweeps up the ball, and he plays in Sean Kelly, who's made a nice run into the box, and he's shot just narrowly wide. I think the keeper got a little flick onto the ball there, but out of nothing, Tony, Dean Pennington creating a chance for FC Alma, and Sean Kelly just couldn't quite get the finish right.
Yeah, it was Luke Booth actually that got through. He got the effort in. Sean went to the right hand side, and it was actually Sean's movement that allowed them to get back in it. Our players are used to, you know, playing with a left footed player, if you like, on the right hand side, and it's a good change, I think. Steve Whitley coming out of it because he's away, and Dean coming in, so I don't see a problem for them.
Stockport Town with a free kick on the right hand side of the FC Alma box. Ball goes in, and there's a goal for Stockport Town. I don't know who got the flick on, but a player seemed to rise just in front of Adam Killian. There's protest from the FC Alma side, but Stockport are wheeling away in celebration.
Just looking at the assistant on the far side there, he's explaining, like, FC Alma players are remonstrating. Now, I just saw that Adam Killian came out to collect and didn't collect. If someone's got a touch to it, obviously he's taken it away from him, but I didn't see a infringement there at all, so the goal stands.
And just a reminder, FC Alma are 1-0 down here at the ball. Callum Sherry looks forward to Sean Kelly, but he can't find his man. Stockport Town can now come out from the back. Paul Turnbull looking long. He gives it out to his right back. Lomakin Rogers now in midfield looking long. Michael Williams, deals with that one. Sam Baines now giving out to Josh Kane. He looks forward, but Stockport Town win the ball back. Away team coming down the right-hand side now. And there's another ball in. And it's 2-0 for Stockport Town. It just seemed a through ball. And it's 2-0 to Stockport Town. Completely to the surprise of the FC Alma players once again here, Tony. A simple ball through behind FC Alma back line and a simple touch into the back of the net. And again, just waiting on confirmation who put that ball into the back of the net. If you can hear the voices around us, that's...
I think it's 11. I'm just waiting for him to turn around.
More confusion with another goal. But it's 2-0 down. 2-0 to Stockport Town, Tony.
Number 8 it is. Yeah, number 8 who got it. I kept my eye on him. I think it's Jack Atkinson.
Jack Atkinson, yeah.
He's got the goal. I think just looking at the free kick, it was one of those that they didn't pick it up. And Adam Killian definitely came out to collect, and whether they got a touch, here we go.
There's another opportunity for Stockport Town now.
Oh, class.
Toby Green, I think it is, rounds the goalkeeper, puts the ball into the back of the net, and it's 3-0 for Stockport Town. In the space of 10 minutes, it's all gone wrong for FC Isle of Man. Toby Green just picking the ball out of the sky, taking it past Callum Sherry, running towards goalie, just a nice little sideways rounding of Adam Killier, and it's into the back of the net. Stockport Town 3, FC Isle of Man 0.
Great finish by Jamie Walsh, because he did it so easy, because Adam Killier was sort of coming out. He just rolled it to the left-hand side and then hit it really well past the goalkeeper. And I don't know what Adam Killier was complaining about, because there was just no way that there was any infringement in that I could see. And the referee looked at his linesman. There's nothing coming from there. And great finish, just so easy. I know FC Alamance defender, I think it might have been Alex Maitland trying to get back in, but job was done. The hard work was just the way he rolled it to the left-hand side and then finished it off.
Ball into the box, but an FC Alamance head can't quite get on the end of it. Charlie Higgins on the edge of the area. His effort goalwards is blocked. And the referee blows for half-time as FC Alamance find themselves 3-0 down in the first half of the final game of 2025 for both of these sides. That's the kind of moments FC Alma need right now. It seems to come out of nowhere, that one. Just a loose ball on the edge of the area. Dean Pennington running towards it. Manages to get the faintest of touches before the defender. Now with a dangerous opportunity with the free kick on the edge of the area. He looks low towards goal, and I think it's hit the post and gone out of play. Cat just about caught the goalkeeper off guard there, Tony.
I think it hit the post. It wasn't the keeper, played it to the post. And, you know, great strike by Dean Pennington. Kept it low right the way across the deck. And, right tight in that left-hand side of the goalkeeper's goal. And it's going to be a goal kick.
Monaghan now back out to Callum Gardner. Gardner out towards Jack Atkinson. And it seems to be dealt with by the FC Isle of Man defence. But Jack Atkinson's fallen down in the box, and the referee's given
a
penalty towards Stockport Town. And as you can hear from Tony Meppham, he's confident.
Yeah, I think Jacob was just looking to see if the ball would run out. He looked at Adam Killian. I thought that was an option for him. He chose not to go to Adam and came to the right-hand side, lost track of it, and then suddenly he's chasing the ball, dragged him down. And, yeah, definitely a penalty. No arguments about that one at all.
Yeah, Jacob Cook thinking the ball had run out of play, but it's gone out for Jack Atkinson, just managing to get past the FC Alamann player, keep the ball alive, with the defender then tumbling over Jack Atkinson, with Stockport Town now having a penalty to make.
Callum Gardner, I should say.
Gardner over this one. And it's four for Stockport Town. To the right-hand side, Adam Killier's left. It seemed as though the goalkeeper managed to get a hand onto it, but not enough. And the away team with their fourth of the game, potentially the nail in the coffin for FC Alamann as we approach the final 10 minutes of this one. Substitute Callum Gardner with a nice finish from the penalty spot to that bottom right corner, Tony.
Yeah, I think Adam Killier did well. He got over it. I think he might have got a touch to it, but he couldn't keep it out. But it was well taken, a lot of pace on it, low, right in the corner.
Waiting on confirmation for who is being forced off here for Stockport Town. Holding his head on the side of the pitch, he looks to be in a lot of pain, does the Stockport Town player. The FC Alamann have a corner to come though.
Too sure if it's Owen Kirby, the number 16. Not too sure, 100% sure on that one.
Pinnington into the box. His corner finds Michael Williams with a header goalwards, but for the second time today, Michael Williams' header on target is cleared off the line, Tony.
Yeah, that was going in and... you know, the Stockport defender was there, cleared it off.
Final seconds of this one wind down now. But FC Alamann under a little bit of pressure here. Adam Killian nearly finding being caught off his line. Callum Gardner, I think, with the effort on goal, but just past the FC Alamann goalkeeper, but it doesn't go. It stays 4-0 as the referee blows for full time. Stockport elated, FC Alamann deflated.
Manx Radio Sport.